Ask people here in Barcelona which issue they're most concerned about ahead of the local and regional elections coming up, and the answer is nearly always the same: jobs.
El paro.
Unemployment. Nothing else. There are a lot of young people without work. A lot.
But have you had problems in your family with unemployment? Anyone affected by that?
My son is 26 and he's been unemployed for almost 5 years. 5 years.
Unemployment. I have 4 children and 3 of those are unemployed. That's our main concern.
And can you tell me a bit about your children? Have they worked in the past, or what sort of careers are they interested in?
One of them worked in the construction industry. He hasn't worked for 2 years. He's 50 years old and he isn't getting any unemployment benefit. Another is 52 and worked in an office. And my youngest, who's 32, worked in the food industry. He's not getting benefits either.
And do they have children? Do they have families? Is that a worry as well?
The youngest, no, but the others have children and mortgages to pay.
This area of Barcelona would probably be described as fairly working class, and unemployment is a serious concern here. But it's a problem that's affecting all sectors of society in Spain, even those people with excellent qualifications and experience. This is one of the main job centres in central Barcelona, and it's mid-morning, and I have to say it looks pretty busy. Lots of people queuing up to try and find out what work there might be available. Hi, Tania. Thanks very much for speaking to me. You're 37, you're an architect, and you're here in the job centre. What's happened?
Well, the crisis, which is happening in Spain and all over the Europe and the world, I guess, but in Spain is a bit tough situation, especially for architects and all the construction.
Because of the slump in the construction industry, that's really been badly affected.
Yes, as far as I know, there's like 500,000 of apartments and houses, buildings, which are empty because nobody can afford it to buy it. There's more dwellings than people.
And how long have you been unemployed now?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half. How are you managing financially?
Well, trying to do that, like as a tourist guide, like freelance, but it's very like from time to time, and I have like economical helps from the office,
benefits and so on,
sort of benefits. But nowadays my husband as well stayed without his job from December, so yeah.
Your husband's lost his job as well. What does he do?
He's an engineer, electrical engineer, so we are a bit in a situation.
You've got children?
Yes, we have one child.
And so the sort of work that you're looking for, are you looking for work within the construction industry, or are you trying to look at anything at this point?
I didn't give up for looking as an architect because it was my study. I did a master, PhD, degree and everything, and I'd want to throw it away so easily, but if it's continued like this, I have to start to look something different.
To be an architect, you have to study for years. You have to devote a large part of your studying time and your youth to becoming an architect, and then to be an unemployed architect. You know, I mean, how has that affected you?
Well, I'm trying not to be frustrated, although it's very difficult, because I inverted like 10 years of my life of studying, improving, specializing. Yeah, actually, I have the highest mark in the faculty. I get a scholarship to come here from the Spanish government, to come from my country to Spain. But, well, scholarship is like a history and everything, and sometimes you can't do anything about it.